I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Two separate and unrelated shootings in Roswell over the weekend sent one person to the hospital and another one refused to cooperate with police. Roswell police responded to a shooting in the 800 block of West Matthew Street around 8 p.m. Sunday, where a 26-year-old woman was shot, that according to Todd Wildermuth, public information officer for Roswell police. The victim was transported to a local hospital, then sent to another hospital outside of the area. Wildermuth also tells us about a shooting Saturday night in the vicinity of 18th and North Missouri.
The one on Saturday, a man was shot. He is believed to have non-life-threatening injuries, was taken to the hospital for treatment. He did not want to provide police with any information, so not being very helpful there.
The investigation into both shootings are ongoing. 34-year-old Tommy McPherson of Hobbs was arrested on September the 10th on a warrant for aggravated assault against a household member and aggravated assault shooting or from a motor vehicle on an incident that happened on August 19th of this year. According to reports, Lee County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a home in the 3100 block of East Dandelion for a shots fired call. According to reports, McPherson showed up at a residence and argued with a woman. The victim told deputies that she and her mother then left the residence and began walking in the direction of an abandoned building. And according to the victim, McPherson allegedly began shooting at a building and a vehicle parked nearby. No one was injured in the incident. Roswell police have determined that a two-vehicle crash that killed three persons early Sunday morning was the result of a driver traveling the wrong way at a high rate of speed on North Main, that according to police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth. All three persons died at the scene. Wildermuth would not comment on whether alcohol was a factor in the crash. Hobbs police have yet to release details of a motorcycle truck crash that occurred at the intersection of Bender and Lovington Highway Friday around 5 p.m. The driver of the motorcycle suffered fatal injuries. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.